Second?
Is there a second on there?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And somebody really should go out in the parking lot and see if there's anybody out in the parking lot who wants to...
Okay, now I need a motion to go back and...
Regular? Yeah, to our original meeting.
Okay.
Are you going back to original meeting?
Yes.
Stephanie wants me to record for?
Oh, good. Okay.
Being recorded?
Yeah.
A recorder?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
So we'll make a motion. Debbie made a motion to go back in our regular forum.
Right. Our first meeting.
In our meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Joe seconds.
Hold her. Thank you.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
And I think we really need to go out and see if there's anybody out there, because God knows, I don't want somebody ticked off at us.
I don't know.
Well, there's a couple issues on here that we...
This one failed. That's what she's looking for.
Yeah, our illustrious...
Trouble. Trouble, I think, you know?
Yeah, but this, I'll get it on mine.
The way I look at this is...
Okay. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to put my other one down.
Right, of the people that we answer to.
Right.
And those people said, the majority at least, put a gate in. Right? That, to me, that's kind of that. And I'm happy to talk about, like, compromises.
There is no compromise.
Well, it doesn't seem like there is any compromise.
It was stated at the meeting.
There was no compromise.
The only compromise is no gate, no attendant on duty, no charge.
That, you're saying, who said that?
Well, they wanted to pay $6, probably.
The fisherman said that.
I think it was $6 a launch.
At the end of the meeting, they said, no gate, no gate, no attendant.
Did the fisherman go home?
Or...
Apparently, they're not out there.
They got to go to bed, because they got to be somewhere at 4:00.
Or...
Their position has changed, because at the dam awareness meeting, the same guy stood up and said, you know, if you want to charge me $100, charge me $100. So, and look, I think we need to work with, and you know, the DEC's tune has changed here.
Yeah, they threw us under the bus.
I'm not sure their tune has changed. You're talking to low-level, very low-level. Chad talked to somebody in Albany who has much more authority.
Who'd you talk to? Because Clancy's in the newspaper. Did you read it?
Yeah, he was all for the fishermen.
Clancy's in the newspaper, like, making it sound like, you know...
Yeah.
No, you know, this...
I thought DEC wasn't going to stock the lake if we didn't have access to a fisherman.
Good.
There's access. I'm just, you know, this is just what I heard from years of...
No, but what they're holding over our head is that we won't be able to apply for grants.
Look, here's the bottom. The bottom line is, it really is a public lake. I don't think that there's any dispute about that. The legislation says it's a public lake. We get public funds. It's a public lake. So we have to keep it open to the public. The question is, what does that mean?
Right.
And I spent 4 hours last night trying to figure out what exactly does that mean. You know, looking at stat, do you know? I'd love to know.
Well, I mean, public access, you have public access over by the dam, you got public access at Welcome Beach, you have public access on certain right-of-ways, you can actually walk down.
Right, I agree. I mean, I agree.
We don't say that outsiders can't come in.
No, we don't.
So here's what could happen potentially, okay? What could happen potentially, as I see it, is they get the sportsman group behind them, which is a big lobby, and we get sued. Okay, and the lawsuit is that under New York State law, you have to give public access, and you're not. And our response to that is, well, we are, and we list all the things that we all know.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we could be in the middle of a lawsuit where a court is determining, what does public access mean? Does it mean 24? Because there is no case law on this. I looked at it last night. I looked at the statutes. I'm trying to figure out. The only thing that I can see, and I'm not the lawyer for the district, but I am a lawyer, and the only thing that I can see is that it says that there's some law that talks about reasonable access, not access all the time. And I would say we do give reasonable access.
And the only thing it's not... is just even motorized access, but we just have certain structured times for motorized access.
Right.
We're not saying they can't come.
Right.
It's just that in between these times you have to come.
Right.
So is there somebody from the state that can
tell us what that definition is.
See, what I'm concerned, maybe, sometimes you can ask different state agencies for opinions, like maybe even the Attorney General, but you know, you ask them for their opinion, and maybe they don't have one that we like, you know?
So sometimes it's better not to ask.
Yeah, and so, you know, so you go and you ask your own lawyer. We asked Joe Miller, Joe, we want you to research, what does this mean? I'm just telling you, I mean, if I was doing it for a client, I would have spent 50 hours on it. Last night I spent 4 or 5. I was coming up with nothing.
So who did you talk to in Albany? Do you know?
I had written down my notes.
I don't think that
a gate was okay. I also talked to Clancy.
Yeah, Clancy, I talked to him too.
He was at our meeting.
Yes.
I talked to him about a month and a half ago when people started calling him. And he said, well, just keep me in touch with what, his exact words were, keep me in touch with what's going on. You know, we'll talk in the future.
Well, he's kind of, euphemism crapping us.
That's no answer.
That was it.
Well, because. Because
he's with their own county legislators and the senator.
Exactly.
Because he's the guy who said, okay to the gate.
About the gate, yes.
Didn't the DEC say we have to control invasive species?
Gina, I have gotten a call into,
I do it all
Dave then. Has a call into the DEC in Albany because there's going to be, Scott Walters told us, there is supposed to be new regulations in September. Well, they got changed until November. Nobody is telling us. I suspect the DEC is going to say all launches have to be manned or locked.
Yeah.
But they're not telling us that right now because it's not politically.
It's election year.
Yeah, exactly.
So then why don't we put this whole thing on hold until
Get their Jenny, answer? Exactly.
Look, the last time they were here, last time I was here, we said to them, this is our compromise. We're going to do this Dropbox if you guys want. They seem to be okay with it.
Now it's all changed.
They said no gate.
I think it's because when they went to the senator, they got the
recharged.
All right, Rocky, that's a good way to put it. I'm going to pass this letter around. There's going to be copies.
I actually have copies in my truck.
Yeah, and there's, I want everybody to see this letter because if you have a problem with it, then you need to let the college.
The senator at that meeting.
But it's not really a case of control invasive species from getting in here. It's somebody watching.
Also, yes.
Looking at the
But
boat.
The gate will help.
The gate's definitely going to help.
It's going to help.
The thinking behind the gate was, we're going to give residents a key if they beat these certain requirements, because we know that as a general rule, they're going to be as concerned about this as we are. Okay, and so, and hopefully that's true. And we put all the signs out there that some of these regulations are going to require us to put signs out. We already put the
signs
there.
We've already done that.
So, you know, and maybe that's true and maybe it's not.
I can't say that's true and on many occasions because there were people with boat launches on their property that will put anybody's stuff in there.
Well, they're not doing it anymore. If they are caught, Sandy, they're going to have their licenses.
I understand that, but that's
yeah, and things are going to slip through the cracks. But we can try. We've got to be a little proactive if we do nothing.
Right. And one of the big issues is when the one particular fisherman was yelling at us for having the gate, I flat out asked him, I said, do you fish at other lakes? And he said, oh yeah. And I said, where else do you fish? Silver Lake. Silver Lake is full of zebra mussels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these are the things that we're trying to, you know, emphasize to the general public, that you go from one lake to another, and he's the one who wants to bring his boat in at 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody's there to check it.
Right.
I mean, they're just throwing all of this right back in our face.
And how can you trust them to check it?
They're going to want to get in the water and get out.
Let's go back. Can we just go back to Chad? And can you report more on what was said in the meeting and kind of how that went, since some of us who were not there last week
characterized it? My take on the meeting, throughout the meeting, Senator Young, she is interested in compromise. She felt in her report that after our discussion that our fees were high. Okay, because she's comparing our fees to state run launches, that fees are lower. Okay, so she felt our fees, she did not say, we want you to drop your fee to this and this. She said, could you please look at your fees? That was number one. Number two, she said, could you please look at your times where the gate is open? So she said, so the whole idea throughout the meeting was compromised. Towards the end of the meeting, she did ask Mr. Crandall, correct?
Kurt, yes.
Kurt, and she asked Clancy, the DEC guys, what their thoughts were. And Mr. Crandall felt that we shouldn't have a gate. That was his feeling. Is that correct?
That's the way I took it.
Then she asked the DEC what he felt, and he compared to other lakes that don't have gates, like, for example, Chautauqua.
Tons of invasives.
Yes. When I said that, I said, look at that
and
lake.
He felt that they don't have gates either. And she never came out, in my opinion, and said, you need to take a gate down. She said,
when is the gate open?
Please work on
Thursday through Sunday.
Looking at the hours, looking at the fees.
Well, that's why we need to go back to her and say, you know, we can expand this to as much as you want us to, but we need the money.
Right. And she did ask me about a wash station. I said our original grant application a year and a half ago was for $25,000. She asked me about the wash station, okay? At the end of the meeting, the fisherman stated, and we talked about compromise. I kept on asking fishermen, we need a compromise. We need to work together. And they said the gate need to come down. That's all it is. That was their response.
That was,
absolutely, yeah. No gate. And we talked about taxpayers, and we have taxpayers on a lake, and that doesn't matter. No gate.
Out of all these fishermen,
they can come in anytime they want.
Only one person lives in Allegheny County.
Yeah,
you're kidding.
No.
The other one lives in Belfast, doesn't he?
There was only one.
He's the only one. The other ones don't live
the
in.
Lives in two oh. Li- the one lives in Cattaraugus. One lives in Genesee. And one lives in Wyoming.
So I mean, this is wrong.
These are just three people.
You know what I think they're afraid of? I think they're afraid of other lakes following suit.
I think they are.
That's what I think.
We should hire these guys and have them generate revenue for us for fixing the dam. I think they'd be pretty good at knowing how to get.
Let
the
them be our gate attendants.
Well, that's how they're threatening us.
The sportsman lobby is very powerful, especially in the more rural counties. I mean,
well, Joe, what I did, I talked with except. I spent a long time with Dave on this, and I have to be very careful because I can't be involved in any grants. I can't be involved in discussing any of this in the office or even being present when this is being done. But I did mention to Dave that I thought he should call Ms. Fola, New York State Federation of Lakes, because they're a pretty powerful entity, Joe. And I think at this point we need the backing.
I did call them yesterday.
Are they going to back us?
No, I'm waiting for a return call from them and the DEC in Albany.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for a return call, which I should get Monday.
Have you ever been to any of their meetings? They have an annual meeting. And in fact,
that's basically what they talk about.
I would really encourage the lake residents to go to the next one in October because we need their help.
I think the senator should go.
Well, guess what? I'm representing her. I may get out of that because it's a conflict of interest as far as I'm concerned. Because I think we're on opposite sides.
Can I just ask, we're having this discussion, but are we moving toward any kind of business? Is there a decision?
The consensus is that we're still, at least the five of us are still behind this gate.
Okay.
And, we'll hunker down and see what comes our way.
I do think
we can't do this any other way.
No, I do think that we need to look into the cost of a wash station and what's it going to take, and maybe get some bids from whoever installs these. I think we ought to do that. We don't have to take the money. I mean, we're upfronting the money to begin with. There's money now in the budget, in the line item. It was put in as a line item. I truly think that we need to. The wash station is necessary anyway. It's going to help our, correct?
If we have a boat come in that has, something on it, we could spray it up.
I mean, I think, it's a process of applying for the grant through soil and water. First of all, we might not get the
Well, especially if the gate is going to have to go away.
The only problem with the wash station, which we forget, is we install a wash station, then who are we going to pay to maintain it?
Yeah.
Now, and then, who's going to pay to watch the cameras and make sure people are doing so? I mean, the gate is not a money-making, our goal is to pay for itself in the fight against the invasive species. So now we open the gate, we put a watch station, we better start talking to the finance committee, because guess what? It's going to be going up.
Yeah.
Because now we have no revenue coming in to pay for the maintenance of that wash station.
And it has to also be heated water.
Because I hesitate to say this, but I did bounce this off a few of my partners yesterday, and their impression, and I'm talking about invasive species the whole time, okay, because that's what we're concerned about, and their impression of the gate had nothing to do with invasive species. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with invasive species. It has something to do with us wanting to keep, and this is me presenting it to them, and that's our problem.
Yeah.
That's our problem.
Well, I was saying earlier, the gate has really nothing to do with the invasive species. It's
other people's perception.
That's the
perception.
It's
us trying to keep people out.
Yes.
Okay, so is there technology available with this wash station that it's like, you pay for using the wash station, and then after you're done washing your boat, and then the water is all turned off, then voila, the gate opens and you launch your boat.
That was one of my ideas.
Why can't they can put a man on the moon. Why can't we have a wash station?
It's probably not 25
grand. But the wash station fee would be like, you got to pay $10 to wash your boat before you get in Rushford Lake. You must do this or the gate will not electronically open.
These guys don't want to pay anything.
Well, if they're sportsmen, they care about it.
You would think so, but if you sit in a meeting with them...
Conservationist Magazine in New York State should be talking about this, because these people...
They are. You know what they're telling you? That you get them from birds. Invasive species come from birds. It's a possibility, but generally it comes from fishing boats.
Right.
What I see working with the wash station is you man the gate, or you man the launch, 7 days a week the way you do it right now. If you have a wash station then, okay, after launch is closed, if a person comes in with their boat, then they have to maybe pay and use a wash station to get in.
I was thinking like, you know, you walk, you know, you got the house here, the boat shed here, okay? And you have this area here where you can keep your attendants, and then an area right here where this launch is, so that, and then fencing, appropriate fencing, so that when someone comes in and there's an attendant, they go through the attendant, and right to the launch. And then when there's no attendant there, they have to go through this automatic wash station.
But I like what Gina said.
And then it
opens once you've washed your boat.
It opens up.
I
don't know how expensive that's going to be.
No, I like those ideas. I just
the car wash and the garage door open, right?
The impression I get from the fishermen is we get a wash station and the gate's always open. You just wash it.
That's what they want.
And I think I agree with Joe. We would win any lawsuit on that, because the majority of the state, okay, is environmentally friendly, okay? DEC is actually under the governor's jurisdiction, okay?
Yeah, but we get people talking out of both sides of their mouths.
Well, that's just... Huh? Yeah, it is. So I think that's an excellent idea.
It could work. We need more time to go through.
Yeah,
discuss things.
We got to look into it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, these guys acted like the wash station was already built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was already built.
Has anybody seen any plans from what the state is going to expect?
No, that's what I'm saying. We've got to call into Albany. Dave called Albany. Mm-hmm. Down here, they don't know. You called the senator's office. All they sent us is the old stuff, not the new stuff.
That might be your compromise.
Exactly, yeah.
What I'm wondering about is $25,000, you can do a lot. And I think that you could hire this out in steps locally and probably build it and get your gate, automatic gate openers and everything for that $25,000.
Really?
In the senator's letter, though.
Well, now that you've told us, Dan, that there's those septics there and you can just leach fields, you might be right. I thought that this was, we were going to have to install all that stuff there.
You need a leach field, then. I can do that in a day.
I'm sure it's going to have to go through a sand filter system, so
it's
just.
Well, sure, but at least it's, I mean, some of their guts are there.
Yeah, see, because Don Bliss used to have his outhouses sitting on top of the concrete.
I think we need to pursue this. I think the environmental committee should be pursuing this.
Put in 68 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to move on?
Yeah.
With the agenda, so, okay.
Shifferly Jacobson Witkoff.
Okay, Shifferly Jacobson Witkoff. Okay, now this property here, Shifferly owned, and I believe, I don't know if it's sold to Jacobson yet, or if that, you know, if it's finalized, but at the time, Shifferly wanted to build a dock, okay? I don't know if, Joe, are you listening? Because I don't know if you're aware of this. But Shifferly only had like maybe 10 foot of frontage or something at the time, or whatever it may have been. So what we did, the dock committee, because Shifferly wanted to build a house, they were going to build a home and come into compliance so they could have a dock. So what we did is we basically took 5 foot from the neighbor and 5 foot from Bill Witkoff, 5 foot from Jacobs, okay? 5, 10 foot. So they could have approximately 21 foot. But now Shifferly is selling without building or anything, and he's selling to Jacobs. And Jacobs already has his own frontage. Then he would get the frontage that Shifferly has, and now then, see, Bill Witkoff does not want his frontage to go with this sale due to the fact that Jacobs already has his own frontage, and that was only on the contingency that if Shifferly were to build his own property,
which he didn't. So basically, what Witkoff is looking for is the return of his 5 feet.
Right.
Or whatever.
There was no dock ever built there.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that
but
they never
gave him
the
contract. But he just wants to return 5 feet of his land.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to give that 5 foot away to Jacobs due to the fact that
nothing was, and
nothing
Jacobs
was ever, that was only just for Shifferly.
Okay.
Well, are the Shifferly property and the Jacobs property, are they adjacent?
Yeah,
they're
about, they abut each other.
Okay, and so it goes, basically Shifferly is in the middle of Jacobs and Witkoff?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, where are the letters and stuff that were done on? I mean, I
have a letter right here.
I don't want to make...
Doug, this went on for a while. Doug Crandall was chair of the board back then. This is October 29th, 2013. This is when the board decided to give the frontage to Shifferly. Should I read it?
Sure.
It says, at the October 26, 2013 board meeting, the Board of Commissioners discussed your request concerning your frontage at the water's edge of your property on County Road 49. A motion was made to approve the Dock Licensing Committee's recommendation of 21.5 feet of frontage. This motion was unanimously approved. This letter is a notice that the Rushford Lake Recreation District recognizes the frontage at the water's edge of your property as 21.5 feet. If you improve your property to meet district requirements, 500 square foot resident, Allegheny County Septic Survey deed, you may then submit a request to construct a dock. Please contact our office if you have any questions.
Why is this coming up today, though?
Well, because Bill Witkoff wanted on because there's a sale of the property.
Oh,
Jacobs is buying Shifferly's property,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Witkoff doesn't want to give up his property due to the fact that the people didn't come into compliance. This was meant for Shifferly.
Well, has Shifferly come to us and asked for a dock transfer or a pre-approval?
The problem is neither. You have two properties right next door to each other, both for sale. Shifferly is for sale, Witkoff is for sale. They both know the process. Neither one of them has went through a pre-sale. Neither one of them.
Then I don't really want to address this.
Neither one of them has.
Shifferly's have not gone through a pre-sale because there is no dock.
There's no dock.
Involved.
Yeah.
No, there's no dock, but what I'm saying
there's
is...
There's no house, there's no nothing.
What I'm saying is due to the fact that there's no building or anything that...
Mm.
Nothing ever happened that
right.
It should go back to its original state.
Yeah, right.
In what form does this request come to us? Is this a phone call from Bill?
This was a call from Bill saying that he wanted it to be on the agenda.
Well, I'm not gonna. I don't think we should be dealing with things this way.
Okay.
With a phone call.
You want him to put it in formal request?
I mean, there's a formal process to follow.
Okay.
And that's what he should do.
Okay, not a problem.
So we just table it until we get a formal, I'll make the motion, we table it until we get a formal written request.
Is it table it, or are we not even?
The email that I received, it said that I got, I think it went to all of us, was that Mr. Witkoff wants Mr. Jacobs' jet ski hoist moved.
Right.
And David, can't you just tell Stephanie to write him a letter?
Right. Well, the thing of it is, there is a jet ski lift that's over on Bill Witkoff's by his frontage. It's a double floating jet ski lift that Jacobs does own, and it's over there on, and Bill Witkoff wanted it moved back to on front of Jacobs's frontage.
That's pretty. We talked about this before. I took my boat by two before. I thought that lift is on Schifferle's property, which is this 21 and a half feet. It's right on the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the point. I mean, so I understand there's no home right, but that's Schifferle's frontage.
So actually,
I don't remember seeing anything on this, and I don't know why we're talking about this.
Okay, then we'll just, you'll table it until, not table it, but let Bill Witkoff put a request in and have the board address it at that time.
So you're going to ask him, you'll talk to him.
I'll table it, puts it into the minutes.
We'll have Stephanie write him a letter if he wants to put a request in.
Wait a minute, why would Stephanie write him a letter?
All right.
No, Stephanie.
All right, well, then I'll tell him.
Tell him, I mean, he called.
That he has to put a request in, he has to put a written request in to have that overturned or whatever.
And we will consider it at that point.
Right. Okay, I'll take care of that.
And that the phone call, word to word of mouth is
just.
I don't want to have one word of discussion on Nair and David.
No, we're not
going to. No, there's not going to be.
In fact, we substituted and we did not say anything. And I don't think we can do anything on it now because he left.
You made a motion?
We didn't.
No, we're not. We're just not.
There
was no motion.
No, there was nothing.
Yeah, no.
Scott Benders.
No, going well.
Has a part of a dock, number 388, on Hutton's Bay. He was given, I checked with Chad, he was given a permit back in 2013 to be over there, dock number 388. We violated our own rule again because Bender is a front lot property owner. He has a dock. He's got a boat there. He should not be on an area that's not his frontage. And it violates our rules.
Well, I mean, Scott was here a little while ago. And,
yeah.
And I don't think we should.
No, I don't want, but I want to bring it up to maybe August 3rd to talk about it. Invite him to
August
come.
August 3rd?
Yeah.
We're not meeting August 3rd.
Yeah, it's our reorganizational meeting.
That'd be Monday.
Or what?
Do you want to meet on Monday?
August something. No, it's Saturday.
It's
Saturday.
Yeah. August 1st, a week from today.
Yeah, see, I'm not. This isn't going to go to me.
No. But do we do business during an organizational meeting? Do we actually bring things like that?
I don't think I got it.
It's a public meeting,
Jenny, but that's all right.
It's just
so anyway,
you could put it on there, but actually, Daryl, you just appoint the different committees and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't think it was a deal with something like that.
It's really not.
But let's figure it out.
Okay, all right. Well, he said he couldn't get a boat into his frontage because there was it needs to be dredged, but that's the responsibility of the lakefront owner. So but let him come in and he can
need to send him a letter or something so that he knows it's an issue.
Okay, well I'll make the motion then that Stephanie send him a letter to come in and discuss his dock in Hutton's Bay.
Okay, do we have a second?
I don't have a problem discussing
Okay, Joe.
So I'll second a discussion.
Joe, second. Any other discussion?
And we want to have. Are we talking about coming in? You mean coming into a meeting?
To the our meeting, yeah, okay. Yeah. What or August, whatever. What's the date?
That isn't generally an open meeting.
No, it's not. That's just
organizational. Is just when we decide who's going to do what.
Right.
Why can't we?
Open though.
It is. I mean, it may be open.
Can we do business or not?
Well, we can. It's not against the rules.
I remember we did. I mean, I got sworn and we did business.
Correct.
Yeah. I I would like to put it on the agenda for that.
This is for the...
We didn't normally do other business.
We don't, but there's no rule against it.
No, I'm just saying it out loud.
We might as well get some of this taken care of. Look at how long it took today. August 1st was that. Yeah, I know, but geez. Okay, so that's the RLRD at 9:30, right, for reorganization. Okay, I'm
August
done.
August 30?
August 3rd. 3rd. 1st. 3rd. No, I was wrong. It's August 1st.
Week
no.
from today, folks.
August 1st.
We have one more thing in new business. Shallow.
Yeah, they add the shallow, add shallow water buoy near Ryan Road Creek entrance. I don't know
who put that in.
I did. Okay. Charles Hagg, he called, and there's been a number of boats that bottom out. Again, when they enter the creek area, they made that on the right side of the buoy instead of the left. Is that right? Any of your...
For Charlie's Winery?
Yeah.
The sandbar?
Yeah.
It's always been there. They just got to always stay to the right. So they have buoys there.
Yeah, he said he's seen a number of people this year just hit it.
They stay to the left then. If they stay to the right, they're okay. Yeah. Or left coming in, but right going out.
There used to be an island there.
So he has asked if it's possible to put a buoy or two there. Just to help people out.
I'm going to say, is that okay? In addition to buoys that are there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did bottom out.
Color buoys. Colored buoys for right and left.
Danger with a skeleton head on it.
First day I had my buoy, I thought we wanted to sort of head down to the creek. And, turn around.
It's so shallow there.
Okay.
We need a motion. I'll make that motion.
Yes, we ought to have it showing the record. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Joe seconds, all in favor. Did you want something to say?
Excuse me, the issue of buoys, they are regulated by the state. We had one when Maggie was here. It was out at the curve just to keep people 100 feet out. It was out there as a regulated state buoy, like over across the way, mm-hmm. out the trailer park. And it was there for 2 years. Every year, somebody from the state would come, take this thing off, and put the temporary on for the winter, just as a locator, and the buoys would go away somewhere. Second year, I asked the guy, I said, can I have your card? You know, I don't have any on me. I'm from the state, I'm okay. But I think the third year, the buoy went away, never came back. Guy said, because it's not registered for the state. The last 2 years, we got a temporary up there. There was a time when I went out, when the lake was dry, and I went out and got the coordinates. I gave it to Stephanie, but it's got to be regulated somewhere with the state to place those buoys.
Well, interesting.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So you're going to check on that, Jack.
How does that work off of like Microbreziacs going down towards Canadia way on the lake? I see a lot of ski ones with milk cartons and they're all over the place.
You mean for his little beach, you mean?
Oh, slalom.
The slalom.
It's been a forever.
Who does that every year? Do we know?
I don't know.
It always appears there.
It's always there.
I try it every summer.
Get taken out.
Maybe they just lay on the lake bed in the winter time.
No, they take them out and put them back in.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I see them going around putting them in.
It's only about 10 feet deep there.
Oh, I thought it was zero.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess there is something that I should bring up, because we talked about it in the rules meeting the other day, was the signs out on that peninsula where the people are... Mm.
Oh,
they let their dogs out.
Yes, we have Edmonds Bay.
Yeah. I thought we took care of that, didn't we? Didn't we say we were going to put signs out there?
Okay, I guess that's.
But is anybody doing it?
I think that you want to take care of that, Chad.
Okay, I just.
Oh, you want to make a motion that we put signs out on Edmonds Bay?
I thought we did.
For no docking, because I know they dock out there. They go there.
We had a meeting recently, Joe, and you weren't there. And the gentleman, Peter, somebody or other, was on the phone, and we, thought out loud about what are the problems and how could we solve that. And we agreed that there was a certain continuum of, increased problems and issues. And one of the things we said to him was that we would start, even though he said, well, we've done that before. Well, I think we can maybe try it again and do it better. And that is having a set of signs so people don't come ashore there and litter and pee and do whatever they do on his little space.
Yeah, I was on the phone, too.
That's the recent one?
But we needed, at our committee meeting, at our rules committee. Okay. So now we need to bring it from rules, the recommendation, into the rest of the board.
Right.
So I'll make the motion that, Chad, if you could take care of some signs saying, what we're saying, Lake District property.
No docking of boats or using this as for.
No public use of this. This area.
Yeah. Short, few words.
No public use.
Well, it's district property.
So I think we can do it. It's our LRD property. I mean, it's going to cost all of $30.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
No public use.
No public use.
Is that it?
No trespassing or public use. Put them both on.
No trespassing or public use.
Yes.
I suppose.
Okay, we have a motion.
I made the motion.
Second?
Second.
Joe, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carried.
Would we need three or four of them, maybe?
Yeah, whatever.
At least Chad. One on each side and one on
whatever
the
whatever Chad thinks.
Yeah. How did the off topic, did the fireworks go okay, in his opinion?
Everything seemed to go fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No problems.
They went over and cleaned up.
They came and took the barrels away after the fact, apparently.
Well, they were very speedy, but they got them out of there. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff there to clean up.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, now that completes our agenda, but the only thing I want to do is go to an executive session for the reason of just. For 5 minutes.
Okay, because I've got a doc meeting.
We have a commissioner that has.
Wait. We're going to go into executive session.
We have to say why, though.
About personnel.
Personnel matters. Okay.
All right. So I'll make the motion. We go into executive.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried. Okay.
Thank you, folks, for your patience.
You.
Long
shut
meeting.
Off here? Mm-hmm. You want to shut all the reporters off, Chad?
Got it. I got it.
I'm not sure. Let's see how you turn that off.